As a pastor, I see people question things constantly, and you can trace it back to Gnosticism. You can trace it back to the big gaping hole that Gnosticism has in it that allows cynicism and questioning to come in. And faith does not question, faith believes. Now, that doesn't mean faith is a doormat. It's very good to know why you believe. I tell my congregation constantly, it's not just good enough to know what you believe. As saving as that may be eternally. If you're going to live this life, you got to know why. And if you're going to live in postmodernism, you got to know why you believe what you believe. And Gnosticism brings the cynicism even into the church who does not perpetuate Gnosticism. God have mercy on the churches who do perpetuate Gnosticism or who do allow its ugly head to creep into its sanctuaries and into its Sunday school classrooms and into its children's and youth events. And of course, this cynicism always comes into the aspect of challenging the accurate conveyance of the original texts of the Bible. And of course, there are all kinds of dynamics that this works around. One of the key dynamics is that you don't have the original text, do you? Well, no, we don't, but we have an accurate system that has proved itself through the conveyance of these documents over nearly 1900 to 2000 years. And there are many, many other manuscripts that are accurate and continually translated properly, and continually conveyed in the same languages properly as they are copied, as they are printed. And so this is challenged because of the story game where you all sit around in a circle and you tell one person to your right a story in his ear and he transfers it to the next person and on and on. And by the time it comes around 20 people back to you, the story is obviously distorted. But then when you apply that to biblical text, you have to leave out one aspect of that, and that is the inspiration of God's word. God breathing his word with power into the communicators and into the conveyors and into the translators. And so all of these things come under the category of massive cynicism. It's all produced by a postmodern society that has a different agenda than God has for his church. Let's talk for a few minutes about the truth. And if I can say it this way, the truth about the truth. Because in postmodernism, truth is considered to be relevant and not absolute. Now, what does that mean? Well, relevant truth means what I want it to mean, or truth is applicable how I want it to be applicable, or the truth to me may not be the truth to you, because we're different people, we're in different circumstances and different situations. And so ethics come into this whole issue quite a bit. And there's been this rise to teach ethics in the postmodern society, and I think it's kind of its own way of countering itself. Kind of being scared of its own image in the mirror, so let's have a class or a seminar or a continuing education course on ethics so that we just don't really mess ourselves up too bad. Absolutely.